Imagine standing in the eye of a hurricane, the world around you in complete turmoil, yet you remain perfectly calm. This is the promise of Epictetus's The Manual, a slim volume that has guided everyone from Roman emperors to modern CEOs through life's most devastating storms. When James Stockdale was shot down over Vietnam and imprisoned for 7 years, he credited his survival to the dog-eared copy of Epictetus he had memorized. Written by a former slave who rose to become one of history's most influential thinkers, this 2,000-year-old text offers something our anxiety-ridden, distraction-filled modern world desperately needs: a practical framework for finding unshakable inner peace regardless of external circumstances. What if the secret to happiness isn't changing your life, but changing how you interpret it? Epictetus's core philosophy divides life into two domains: what we can control and what we cannot. Within our control are our thoughts, choices, and actions. Outside our control are our bodies, possessions, reputation, and others' actions. Peace comes from focusing on what we truly control. When we fixate on things beyond our power, like weather, traffic, or others' reactions, we create unnecessary stress and anxiety. We become reactive, swaying between joy and despair based on external circumstances. Consider a job interview. The conventional approach worries, "Will I get the job?" while the stoic asks, "Have I prepared thoroughly?" The first creates anxiety. The second drives meaningful action. By recognizing this boundary in each situation, we find an unshakable center within ourselves. External chaos may persist, but our inner stability remains intact. Our desires and aversions shape our emotions. Desiring the uncontrollable leads to disappointment. Fearing the unavoidable breeds anxiety. The solution lies in aligning both with what we can control. Epictetus suggests beginners temporarily suspend desire, not to become passionless, but to examine which desires truly serve us. Instead of seeking external validation, turn inward. Focus on cultivating character and expressing virtues in the present moment. With aversion, direct your focus away from external circumstances like illness or loss. Instead, avoid what you can control: harmful judgments and unvirtuous choices. You can't prevent illness, but you can avoid catastrophizing it. Most anxiety stems from fearing uncontrollable circumstances, plane crashes, audience judgment. Yet these fears only guarantee premature suffering. The Stoic approach directs aversion solely toward our poor judgments about external events. Don't fear public speaking. Fear being dishonest or unprepared. When we align desire and aversion with what we truly control, we find freedom. External circumstances lose their emotional power over us. For everything that brings you joy, possessions, relationships, achievements, remember their impermanent nature. That cherished coffee mug will break. Your career shifts with market forces. Even those you love most are mortal beings whose presence isn't guaranteed. This view isn't harsh, but liberating. Acknowledging life's temporary nature frees us from the illusion of permanent possession and deepens our appreciation by removing the anxiety of holding on. Think of how we experience a sunset. We don't resist as the colors fade or demand the sun stay fixed. We cherish the moment because it's fleeting. What if we approached all of life this way? When embracing loved ones, quietly acknowledge, "I am embracing a mortal being." This doesn't diminish love, it makes it more authentic and present. You love them as they are, not as you wish them to be. Before entering any space, a meeting, a social event, mentally prepare for what typically occurs there. At a public pool, expect noise and splashing. Enter ready for these realities, committed to maintaining your inner peace. The tranquility from accepting reality isn't surrender, it's clarity. When we stop fighting what is, we free up energy for effective action within our control. Our suffering comes from our interpretations of events, not the events themselves. Even Socrates faced death with philosophical curiosity rather than dread, showing how perspective shapes our response to life's greatest challenges. When upset, examine your interpretations rather than external factors. A delayed flight becomes a ruined vacation only through our lens. The untrained mind blames others. My boss makes me miserable. While those practicing philosophy look inward. My opinion about my boss causes my distress. Between every event and emotional response lies interpretation, our space of freedom. A driver cutting you off is neutral. One car moved in front of another. You can view this as deliberate disrespect, someone rushing to an emergency, or simply a lane change. When facing challenges, separate facts from interpretations and ask, what interpretation would serve me best while remaining truthful? This doesn't eliminate difficulties, but transforms how we experience them. Life is like a play where your role, your era, nationality, family circumstances, physical attributes was assigned by the author. While you can't choose these parameters, you control how you play your part through your character, intentions, and responses. When facing challenges, focus on acting your role with dignity rather than questioning it. Instead of asking, why this role, ask, how can I play this role virtuously? Many chase significance through external achievements, wealth, fame, power, only to find these hollow. True significance comes from fulfilling your natural function and developing virtuous character. Like an Olympic athlete, understand what comes before, during, and after any significant endeavor. This prevents naive enthusiasm that leads to abandoned projects. Find your vocation by assessing your natural talents and living accordingly. Align your identity with your actual commitments, not mere aspirations. Purpose lies not in grand gestures, but in bringing virtue to ordinary moments. The most meaningful life isn't necessarily the most celebrated. It's the one lived in harmony with your highest values. While others oscillate between joy and despair based on externals, a philosopher remains anchored within. She owns her failures, accepts successes quietly, and fears only what constrains her will. This ideal grows closer with each philosophical step you take. Stop delaying. You know the principles. Now act. Continued procrastination leaves you at the mercy of external forces. Choose to be worthy today. Treat life as your Olympics, where every action matters. Follow reason through pleasure and pain, like a soldier in battle. Let Socrates, who refined himself through reason, be your guide. Expect ridicule. When others mock your philosophical path, avoid superiority. Simply excel at your work. With persistence, mockery will yield to respect. Abandoning your principles due to others' judgment only invites true scorn. The journey to inner freedom isn't about perfection, but progress. Each composed response to difficulty, each choice of virtue over convenience, strengthens your inner citadel. This is Epictetus's promise. Not a life without hardship, but one where hardship can't diminish joy. Not freedom from pain, but freedom within it. Not control over the world, but mastery of yourself.